can feel your cock flexing before you come. Oh, I know you're gonna come. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fill me up. Do it. Oh, hi there. Is it that time already? No, you don't need to come back. I'm ready. Just one second. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, he's almost done. One more second. Oh, fuck. Oh, just let me squeeze. Oh, before he pulls out nice and slow. Whew, there we go. Sorry, I lost track of time. That happens often on Fridays here. Yes, HR said I'd be spending the next 30 minutes with your camera crew and for me to be as open and honest as possible. Okay, so just look into the camera and talk casually? Oh, I didn't mean that as a pun. You know, since you're making a video about my company's casual Friday policy. So don't put that in the video, okay? Well, yeah, sure, I'm all set to start. Okay, just repeat your question and give my answer. Got it. So how did I find out about Casual Friday? I walked in that first Friday, and my cubicle buddy, Danny here, waved to the camera, Danny. Well, Danny was just fapping away at his desk. Masturbating. And he wasn't quiet about it either. The whole side of my partition wall was shaking and rattling, and he was moaning. I think he was even watching porn on his work laptop, if I remember correctly. And that's when Nate came by. Nate, the guy who was just here at my desk. Yeah, big Nate. Well, he said something like, Danny sure needs his Friday morning fappuccino. Get it? Well, because he faps, masturbates into his coffee cup on Fridays, and it's all thick and creamy and foamy, like the coffee drink. And that's when I realized something was different about this place, especially since Nate's cock was just hanging out of his zipper as he casually walked by and said that, too. I thought for sure I was being pranked. But now, as I'm sitting here, fingering another thick load of cum back into my pussy and telling your camera crew about it, I can't help but smile at how naive I was. Well, yeah, I'm also smiling because of how good this feels. Sorry for licking my fingers. It's just so good. No, not at all. Oh, sorry, I forgot to repeat the question. Did finding out that anything goes on Casual Friday make me want to quit? Hell no. Casual Fridays here are why I'd never quit. It's an atmosphere you can't find at other firms, and I need... Mr. Redrick. Sorry, this is Mr. Redrick coming to visit me, which he often does on Fridays. Did you want to stop rolling? Just keep going. You want to capture the essence of Fridays here. Okay. No, Mr. Redrick. I never... Oh, my. I never quit. You know that, sir. That's just what I was saying to the camera crew. What is this normal behavior? Oh yeah, this is quite normal too. Mr. Rudrick has a very stressful position in the company. So on Fridays, he visits my desk like this often. And, he just comes behind my chair and slides his hands down into my top and squeezes my big tits like stress balls until he calms down. It usually only takes a minute or two. See, just like this, and then, oh, you're welcome, sir. And Miss Rudrick's back to his office for his next meeting. He doesn't take long, until the end of the day when he spends a little more time. Just another part of the job that I love. Why do we even bother with clothes if everything's so casual? Good question. It's sort of a building mandate, so we do it for compliance. With tits like mine out and bouncing around the office all day, they were too much of a distraction. Oh, no, not for us. I meant mostly for the tenants in the other offices that can see into ours. Their casual Friday policies aren't as progressive, so that's why clothing is required. The men dress casually, but keep their zippers down and cocks out just in case. And I personally always wear a tight tank top and a clingy, stretchy miniskirt. No panties, obviously. And I take my bra off the minute I get into my cubicle. What's that? What did I mean, keep their cocks out just in case? I guess if they get hard or if someone needs a protein shot. Yes, a shot of cum. That's why we all have these plastic carpet protector thingies under our desks and chairs. I just try to keep the cum inside me. It's kind of a little game we play on casual Fridays. How many loads can Lacey really take before I'm dripping a trail around the office? There's even a pool to see which cock can put me over the top. I swallow a lot, but some men just prefer my pussy or my ass, so it's a toss-up. Can I demonstrate? Sure, I guess. Did you want a close-up shot of my pussy? I can put one foot up on my desk and spread my legs wider like this. Oh, see how wet and creamy I am? But it's just coating my labia. None of it's leaking out just yet. I've gotten really good at hoarding cum in my hole. About 6 today. Oh, sorry. Repeat the question, Lacey. Okay. How many loads of cum have I taken today so far? About 6, but only 3 in my pussy. What about my ass? No, no loads in my ass yet. Mr. Salazar is the main ass man of the office. Once he stretches me out, then everyone wants in the back door. But he's on vacation this week. He did send me a picture of his hard cock at the beach, though, and said it misses my ass, which is so sweet. Yes, I meant it when I said I love it here. So, just 3 loads. I can usually hold 4 or 5, depending on whose loads they are. Some, of course, have more than others. Nate has a lot, as you could see, coating my fingers. Wait, if you really want to see my pussy full to bursting, here's Ray. He's loaded with cream. See how he even keeps his big balls out of his pants, too? Hey, Ray! Oh, he's always eager to take a trip to my desk. See how his cock got instantly hard when I called him and he started walking over here? Hey, Ray, Do you think you can... Oh! Oh! Oh, fuck. See? Just so casual. There's no need to beg or ask. Just whenever he's ready, he can bend me over and use my pussy to come. Oh, God, it's good. I think he was waiting until you guys left because he's usually so eager to fuck me, but right now he's just wild for it. Like he was waiting and holding back, but there's no need, Ray. No need at all. Oh, God. They want to see casual Friday in action, so just give me more. More. You know you want to be the one to make me drip this Friday, Ray. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, this desk takes a pounding. A lot of them had to be reinforced after one Friday when we were closed for renovations, and that Friday afterwards was so wild. Hi, Daryl. Oh, you'll find this is what happens sometimes too, boys. Sometimes another coworker will... hear the sounds of stress relief, and then it'll prompt them to need a little too. Like Daryl here. He's gonna give me a quick little protein shot too. Yeah, while Ray's fucking me over my desk, Daryl's just gonna get on the other side and preen me. Oh, fuck, I love this job. No, I never ever quit. Oh, and it's all because of casual Fridays. Oh, yeah. You have to feed me. Oh, my God. All right. So much. Oh, Daryl. Oh, fuck. Let me get it all. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Just as I thought, Ray really loaded me up. He was waiting for it. Yes, I guess it is a win-win for everyone. And we really feel motivated to come to work the next week and look forward to the next casual Friday. What's that? Speaking of Fridays, can you come back and interview me again next week? You have some more questions? Sure, absolutely. Yikes. Oh, I told you Ray would be the one to put me over the top. Just look at all of that cum from between my thighs, just dripping and pooling on the floor. Oh, thank goodness for those plastic protector thingies. I'll try to take even more cum for you next week if you like. Well, yes, I will take more today too. The mess is just part of the fun. Oh, do you boys hear that? Danny from over my cubicle wall is at it again. It might be a second cup of Fappuccino kind of Friday. What's that? Oh, yes. I do think Mr. Salazar will be back from vacation next week. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it, too. See you then, gentlemen. Oh, can I say it? Cut. This is so fun.